All right, guys, welcome to Game Chat. This week we are talking about Solo, the game, not the movie. This isn't based in the Star Wars universe. That would be weird. Although, probably would make it cooler. But maybe. I guess it all depends if you enjoyed the movie or not. Anyways, this was developed by Team Gotham and was released this year. So, I didn't start out by getting a question for introductions. Okay, so we'll start with introductions. So we're going to say our names if you're hearing in this recording, as well as if you had a pet seagull, what would you name it? Starting with Frank.
Thanks. Jeez, it's Frank. Sammy the seagull. Why not?
That's good. I like that a lot. Next,
this is Kevin.
Takes a lot of thought.
I guess I would probably call it like mine or something. Cause
oh yeah,
I can't think of anything.
Mine. Yeah. Next,
this is Chris and. It would obviously have to be called Steven.
Of course.
Steven Seagal. You
know, Steven Seagal.
Oh, that took a little bit too long to sink in with me. This is Steph, and I would name it... I would either name it something really simple, like John, or I would name it something really extravagant, like Xavier or something. Xavier isn't that extravagant. Maybe like John Jacob Jingleheimer Smith. Yeah. Anyways, so welcome to Game Chat. This is that we're talking about Solo, which is kind of a puzzle-solving adventure game. I'll read this little quote by the developers about the game. Solo is a game about love as fuel, the force that drives us. It is a universal feeling, but each of us experiences it in a different way. Individually, it holds different meanings, depending on a variety of factors such as culture, gender, sexuality, or traumas. That's why Solo will explore this theme in an introspective way, to have the players identify and reflect on their own experiences.
Well done.
Thank you. Thank you. I was waiting for something.
That sounds like the introduction for a relaxation.
Yes. Yep.
Close your eyes. Imagine your happy place.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm picturing Yeah. All I need is like ASMR mics. Anyways. Yeah. So for those listening, as I said, it's an adventure, mostly a puzzle solving game rather than an adventure game. Tries to ask important questions about love and relationships. You start off as the game Solo. Start off on this journey to kind of find yourself and how you regard relationships. As I was just saying, like the game like tries to marry this whole puzzle solving thing with blocks and mostly with blocks.
Yes. It's pretty much just blocks.
And also asking these like deep thought provoking questions like what is love? What do you think of relationships? Can your love be shared? How do you feel the game married these two things? Did it do it well, or did it feel a little like, almost like, you know, like someone mentioned, I think, Franco, this is one of your questions, was that it felt like you were, like, getting these deep questions, and you were thinking about it and getting into it, but then, like, you would be thrown this puzzle that you're just sitting there getting, you know, frustrated or trying to think of how to solve this puzzle and getting frustrated with it, which would kind of throw off kind of the meaningfulness of
what right, the other half of the journey. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think a lot of those cube puzzles ended up just becoming more, not necessarily the shadow ones, but the stacking ones became increasingly frustrating and ridiculous to the point of not helping at all.
Yeah.
So it's like, am I solving a puzzle or taking an IQ test? I'm not sure what's going on. Yeah.
Especially near the end, because you're like, oh, I have to go stack this box up and then stack this other box and then stack the really long walk the plank bridge box. Yeah, when they introduced, then I need to move this box over. Mm-hmm. And then move this box up again.
Yeah.
And then go and jump on the thing and make sure that I didn't do all that in the right wrong position. Because if I did, then I'm going to have to go and redo it like two blocks over so that I can actually glide correctly over to the stupid lighthouse.
Yeah. Or you spend all this time setting it up to only be off by like a centimeter where you're not able to make it over that lip and you have to go and do everything
right. Your toes are hitting the lip.
Yeah, and it's like you have to go back and like rethink everything. And it's just,
yeah, basically reset the puzzle because it doesn't snap to, sometimes it does snap to a point, but sometimes it didn't. It was free floating. And it's like,
The block placing thing.
Oh, go ahead, Kevin.
Oh, yeah, and the other thing, sometimes the bridge block behaved a little bit oddly, so that if you, like, ended up moving a block off of it or something, it completely, like, ended up pulling the bridge out for some reason, even though, like, you didn't make it fall or anything. Then you'd, like, fall off. And it's like, no, I didn't want that. Yeah. Why are you doing that?
There was one time where I set up the bridge block and went and walked out on it, and then all of a sudden it just retracted in on itself.
Oh, no.
Oopsies.
No.
Walk the plank.
Yeah.
And fall off.
Yeah. So you guys found that whole kind of placing the blocks and moving them with the wand a little frustrating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And,
especially the rotation. So
the other thing, too, that was driving me crazy, when you're using the wand and in the point of actively placing, the camera locked in and you could not move the camera unless you dropped the block, moved the camera, picked the block up again, and then went to place it.
Yes. I'm waving my arms erratically because I totally agree with you. Like, that was my biggest, like, that was my biggest frustration as far as this whole block placing goes. Like, because, like, and I know it's a simple thing of, like, oh, well, you can move the camera before you go in and, like, are actively placing the block and move it to where you need it to be. But my mind would never think that way. Like, my mind would want to move the camera because I think that's just how, like, intuitively it's done. My mind would want to move the camera, like, as I'm working the puzzle, like, as I'm trying to place this block. It's like, oh, crap, like, I need to move the camera. But now I have to drop the block somewhere in order for me to get a better angle on this whole block situation.
Yeah, and developers note, that's what gives people motion sickness is when you go to move the camera and the camera doesn't move. You know, that's starts, you know.
Oh, really?
Setting off. That can trigger. If you, you know, move the camera stick and the camera doesn't move, then your inner ear starts going, I expected motion, but I didn't get motion.
Yeah. Oh, that's crazy. That's an interesting point.
I ended up, I originally started with an Xbox 360 controller, then I couldn't find it. So I switched to my PS4 controller and sometimes it would turn off. So when I turned it back on, the camera would end up locking in. Not even with the wand, it would end up locking in a like almost top down perspective.
Wow.
So I had to like go and fidget around with the controller to actually get it to work.
Yeah.
So what happened to me? I got to the third archipelago, and was progressing about. Yeah, that third, and then that wall that you have to get the I don't know, that's really high, and you have to get the blocks just the sucky block just right.
Yes.
Oh yes. Yeah.
And I'd got to the top, and something went on here, and I had to take a break, so I jumped out of the game.
Mm.
And then when I went back into the game, the controller would not work.
No.
It just refused to work. The game refused to recognize it. I mean, it would recognize half the functions.
I had
like
that.
It wouldn't. Yeah, it wouldn't flip the boxes. It wouldn't. You know, it's like it reset that puzzle. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I just spent like a half hour getting that puzzle right.
I had that too, but what I found was if you hit the start button on the controller.
Mm-hmm.
It would then go to the menu, and then everything would start working again.
For me, originally, when I had the Xbox 360 controller, if I plugged in the controller after starting the game, the trigger buttons would not work. So I wasn't able to use the guitar at all.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Unless I, like, restarted the game. I luckily didn't have that later on with the PS4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the one thing I will say I liked, even though the sucky suction cup block puzzles were a little bit frustrating, I did like that they added the suction cup noise to it.
Mm-hmm.
That satisfying suction cup noise, and it just
yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. It was very satisfying noise. So like, how did you guys feel? Like, did you guys get stuck on a lot of the block puzzles, or did you feel like that they were not?
I almost went to a guide for some of the shadow puzzles, but then I finally figured it out.
Especially
the first one, because it took me a while to realize, oh, wait, I have to go and put this block upside down so that it's blowing and levitating in the air.
Yeah, until you realize what you need to do with you want to match the shadows.
Mm-hmm.
That room was frustrating because it's like, what am I supposed to do? It's not giving me any hint what I'm supposed to be doing here.
Surprisingly, I had less trouble with those than I did like all the other block puzzles. Like for me, personally, like that was more intuitive to me than like trying to build these blocks to where I could like climb on them, like, you know, what 80% of the other puzzles were.
Well, once you got used to the shadow puzzles, they were pretty easy to do.
Yeah.
Some of the other, the other block
puzzles. Yeah, the second set of shadow puzzles, I had absolutely like, I think there was maybe one that I was having issues with that took me a little bit of time, but then after that, I just breezed through the rest of them.
Yeah.
The first time, I had a little bit of trouble, but was finally getting the hang of it. But yeah, just like the regular overall regular block puzzles were kind of more the more frustrating ones, and especially the one where you had the two little cat dog thingies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right before you go into that like big stone temple-ish thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying so hard to get them to go through, and I spent probably 15 minutes on it.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point I was like, you know what? I've had enough. I'm just going to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
So gave up on them, left them behind. And then the other one where, like right before the end, where you have that other one where you're trying to reunite them.
Mm-hmm.
I got the thing over to the first part, but then I couldn't get it to go after that.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I had enough and I just want the game to be over.
Yeah, at that point you're just like punching the ticket. So
I managed to do those ones relatively easily.
Mm-hmm.
I found the me moving around on blocks to be a lot more frustrating, especially with I think because of like going off of achievements and stuff, I ended up actually missing some of the journal entries and stuff, but I'm not exactly sure where they would be, like,
yeah,
from the tents and stuff, because I'm apparently, I guess I missed like one or two songs. But I didn't understand even the point of half of the songs. So you're like, oh, you can gather some of the animals, or you can turn the game black and white, or you can make it rainy. And I'm like,
yeah,
is there a purpose to this? Does it do anything?
How did you guys feel about that as well, about the different? Because it did feel like that, because the black and white, I mean, there were like the music one was used, I think maybe one or two times, and that was, but it wasn't like in the overall game. It was like to help the little creatures. Like you had to play a song for one of them. But then like some of the songs, like I have no idea what they did. Like, I mean, well, they told me like, oh, this is the song to raise the gods or something. And I'm like, well, and so I'm expecting like to be able to use these for it to prompt me to use these songs eventually, but it never happened. And yeah, then like the black and white one, I never used it for anything. The rain one, I never used it for anything.
Yep, same here.
Like I didn't know if you were supposed to do something in front of statues with the songs or something, because I know they had like everywhere. They had the guitar statues all over the place, but I'm not sure if they
you were supposed
to. They do basically just told you, you know, what pattern you were using.
Yeah.
Which I'm not sure if there's any point to it in that.
The first time you did it, I mean, it's kind of helped because you really didn't, you know. It took a while for me to catch on that the keystroke didn't really count till like it was like on the third bar of the guitar.
Yeah. It was a little tricky with
the timing.
With the timing on like when to let up on the key, you know, and go to the next one. I had trouble the first time.
It wouldn't count the keystroke unless you played like three quarters of the bar, I guess, out of a musical term.
Yeah, so it'd go like stroke, stroke, blah, like strum, strum. But like it sort of reminded me of the Wind Waker implementation of like music, but really badly done.
Yeah, and then with the whole like animal thing too, like other than achievements, I mean, but I'm not
an achievement counter.
You know, with the animals, like it was kind of fun to feed them, you know, to find little things for them and make them happy, I guess. But at the same time, it kind of served no purpose.
I was still hoping they would help me at some point.
The bird owls were really creepy because they had that stupid smiley face pattern on their chin.
The elephants were really cute, though.
The elephants were adorable. The wiener dog things were a little bit weird looking, but the owls creeped the heck out of me.
Yeah.
They're like, this permanent bear smile.
They reminded me of the, what was it, the crow or the ravens, whatever the birds were in Grim Fandango.
Right. Oh yeah, I can see that. The animals reminded me of just the noises they made. I don't know if you guys ever played Viva Pinata, but it reminded me of the animals in Viva Pinata because they'd always make cute little sounds whenever they're walking around, and I loved Viva Pinata.
Also, the food that you fed the animals felt a little bit weird. I was sort of surprised you did not feed the elephants peanuts, but you.
It was an apple for the owl, a banana for. I thought they were like bees, but
they were like dog cat things.
Yeah,
and then for the elephants, it was cheese. That's right,
cheese. A block of cheese.
I don't understand. And then like the picture thing, one thing that like really caught my attention in the beginning was that I could take selfies with the camera. But again, other than achievements, it really didn't serve
Yeah, and I took like 4 pictures of the red seagull and nothing happened. And I'm like,
I took pictures of everything.
Oh, the what? You didn't give it to the person?
I didn't know how.
you just talked to them and it should trigger.
Yeah.
And you can post pictures onto Twitter too.
Oh, yeah. I posted some on Twitter, but then it just got over. Like, I was taking, because I was like, well, maybe in the end, like, these photos will come into play. Nope. They didn't come into play. It was just, I just have like 50 photos saved somewhere on my computer.
Right. God knows where they're at.
From this game. I found that a little strange. Like, all the things that, and it kind of frustrated me, all the things that you could like do that really had no consequence to the game itself. Like, you know, like the photos, like the animals, like, you know, the seagulls. And you're just kind of like, oh, okay, well, I don't guess, you know, does anything. I mean, I guess it's just the puzzles and the questions. But, okay. So let's see, we've already covered that. Okay, so you can credit Madeline for a lot of this, because even though she couldn't be here, she gave me some questions that were very deep and thought provoking. So the game, of course, is about we'll start with this. Like, how did you guys feel about the relationship questioning in the game? Did you find it soul searching? Did you find it truthful? Like, oh yeah, these are questions you should ask yourself. Or did you find it kind of annoying?
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
And also very secular in some of its questioning, I guess.
So my problem that I've had going through the game was it the questions seemed a little pretentious to me in a way. The other thing too is I think it would have been, I guess, more impactful, or I don't know, if like they had an actual relationship, like expert or, you know, doctor or someone like help form the questions, but not only have that, but have the questions actually have some really like big weight or impact on the game or how the world changed as you answered them.
Right.
Because it just felt like, here's a puzzle game
with a questionnaire built in.
With some questions about how your thoughts on love. Like the questions with about love and everything had no impact with really much of anything.
Right.
And I'm really not quite sure what the point of that was.
They also kind of guilt trip you after every single answer.
Because then it's like you see your potential soulmate or something, and they're like, oh, well, you think that way? And it's and then you start to question, it's like, did I answer that correctly? Or did I properly understand the question that was being asked of me?
Right.
And then in telltale fashion too, you would pick an answer, and then the response that you would get was like, wait, no, that's not what I was that was not what my understanding of the answer was.
And let me just interject for those listening, like, in the game, you know, you start out by I forget the questions they ask you in the beginning, but then as you progress through the game, you come across these kind of like huge totem poles of sorts, or huge guardians. And, you know, after you solve the puzzles and, you know, there are like little lighthouses that you activate, and then you go and activate the guardian. the totem pole. And then it will ask you a question, something to do with like love and relationships. Like, I have a few pulled up here. Like, one of them is like, confess, sailor, reveal your romance. In which way does love wrap your existence? And your answers could be, I had love, but not anymore. I currently share my life with someone. I've never had love, never shared it as a couple. And the game asks you, the player, in the beginning, like, it gives a little kind of statement saying, you know, try to, like, pretty much like saying, like, try to answer these truthfully to your experience as the player, rather than trying to answer them like as a character, as the character in the story, if you were playing more of a story-driven game. And then, like, let me just go through some of these. Half of this ocean's waters are tears. Do you think you'll ever be loved? And then you have to answer for that. Like, it gives you, and it always gives you like two, usually three options, but towards the end, when things get a little bit more pointed, it asks, it only gives you like two options. This one, sailor, do you think love is exclusive? Can you be in love with more than one person? And like every time that you would answer them, the totem or your significant other a little bit like later in the next puzzle would say something like that would kind of, I think it was meant to like summarize your answer, but it always seemed very skewed to me.
It almost seemed like a harsh counterpoint.
Yeah.
Sort of like, so what you're saying is, you know.
Uh-huh. And it's like the other thing too is it's almost like an abusive relationship in a way too.
Yes. Yeah, because, that's exactly what I thought.
Because oh, it was and like, then like I answered this way and it's like, oh, you think that way? And I'm like,
and then the other one was the one that I felt was the big one, which was the last I think it was the last whatchamacallit, lighthouse before you went into the weird end lighthouse stuff or whatever, which is, wandering sailor, you've endured many questions. Now is the moment to speak truth. Do you think now you have ever loved with your full heart? It's yes, fully. No, I expected more from love. Or no, I've never fallen in love. And I'm like, I don't really want to say no, I've expected more from love.
Right.
Because like, what? Like, I can't really.
Right.
Fully answer that from my own experience, and I can't say yes fully because of just my own experience,
for sure.
So I had to put no, I've never fallen in love. And then I got guilt tripped by the stupid ghost girl, like oh blah, I guess you don't love me.
One thing I did appreciate that I'll interject really quickly was that it did allow you, when you were kind of creating like it did allow you to choose your pronoun in the beginning. If you wanted to be like, if you wanted a female character, if you want like a non-binary character, or if you wanted a male character. And then it also gave you the option if you wanted to. What you wanted your significant other to be. Like, you could leave it up to the game, or you could say you would want your significant other to be a male, female, so on. I thought that was one thing that I liked about the game, or that it did right as far as this whole thing goes. But no, I completely agree. Like, it was very skewed. Like, one of them, and this is probably the one that I was like, oh God, but like one of them, but this is the one that I remember, like the exact response after I answered was about, I think the final question was from the totem was, do you think that you can have love without sex? And I was like, I think I answered yes, you know? And, then it was a little bit later, you know, at the next puzzle, my significant other, quote unquote, was sitting there on the bench and was like, oh, well, I guess physical love isn't that important to you.
Yeah.
And I was like,
got that.
I didn't say that.
I ended up more of, I guess, thinking in this in terms of kind of like marriage, like, I guess it was saying that it was an important thing, but it's not the most important. But I still ended up getting like guilt trip for like,
yeah, I think, yeah,
for like not, but yeah,
yeah, no, that's yeah, that's the way it felt. I completely, like, Frank, I think, made the comment in the chat, like, it was like therapy, you know, and like it, and like, you know, we were talking about it, was that it's like, you know, you say something, and it's like, oh, well, you're, oh, so you're saying this, like, you're saying that you think this. No, that's not, you know.
Yeah, but halfway through this game, I'm turning to that ghost girl, and I'm like, this is why we can't have talks.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're just not open to listening. You're not listening to me.
This is why we don't talk anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah. Did you guys find that this whole kind of like introspective questioning, did it reveal anything to you? Like, did it make you question anything in any way? Or was it just kind of like this, you have it all wrong?
It kind of make me think on some of the stuff that I've already thought about, where it's mm-hmm. like, oh, do you fear dying alone? It's like, yes, I do. And yeah. Well, technically we all die alone because we can't really die with enough, but yeah. Correct. Yeah. But like, oh, one of the things that were really, the other thing that irked me was, would you give up what you love for the, or like your passion for the person you love?
Yes.
And it's like, and then it was like, no, my loved one must share my passion, or
yes,
or they, or like no, or yes. And I'm like, I think I ended up putting just no.
Yeah.
But there was no middle ground. I'm like,
exactly.
And I don't want to force my loved one to be like, you must like this thing.
Right, because that's not how life works.
It depends on the on what it is and the situation and everything. And it's like,
yeah,
my passion is to go out and get drunk every single night.
Right.
Like, you know.
Right. Exactly.
Who's going to force someone into doing that, you know, right. if that's what your passion is?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I don't know. Like, that was the other issue that I had with these questions. It was just, it felt like, you know, their heart was in the right spot on trying to have these very introspective, thought-provoking questions.
Yeah.
But a lot of it just fell flat either because of the choices that they gave you or your significant other just completely dismissing what your choice was when you go and speak with them after you made the decision.
Yeah. Yeah. There wasn't anything readily available as far as I could tell that like gave any kind of insight to what they were like, if they consulted anyone during this question.
What were they exactly trying to do?
The other thing too is,
go ahead, Chris.
So when you see them, they're kind of like in this like ghost form type of thing where they're all they're a shade of blue and they have these sparkly things around them, which to me doesn't really help with the responses that they give, because it makes it seem like they're in this depressed state.
Yeah.
And anything,
very much so,
any choice that you make, they're going to find an issue with.
Yeah.
And it just adds to this depression that's not there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's almost dread the questions. They were supposed to be like your bad conscience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or if they were supposed to be something else.
It's almost.
Oh, and then the ending completely threw me off.
Okay, we'll talk about the ending in a little bit. Frank, what were you going to say?
It's almost like the game starts off with the assumption that you haven't achieved, you know, the great love of your life, that you've been a somewhat of a failure, or have had failures in your relationships. It's almost like makes that assumption. It's like, I wonder, you know, if somebody who's, you know,
great
relationship in their life playing this game and getting guilted, it's like, hope this doesn't wreck somebody's relationship.
For sure.
I play this game and it says I'm doing it all wrong.
Yeah. No, and that's what, like, I think I commented in the chat here on Discord that I was like, I just keep making my quote unquote significant other sadder and sadder. Like, yes. It just seemed as the game progressed, like my significant other, this blue person, was just like, well, I guess it really, you know, I guess you can go through life without falling in love. And I'm just like, oh God, like.
Yeah. The most honest question, I think, in the game that I ended up just finding on the screenshot was that one of the most challenging loves is the one that flows inward. Tell me, Sailor, do you love yourself? And it's like, yes, mm-hmm. but I could use some self-esteem. Absolutely or no. Mm-hmm. And like, that was the best middle ground answer things. So it's like, mm-hmm. I don't fully love myself.
Yeah.
Or yes, I do. Or no, I don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That one was done okay. Yeah.
That was the best
mm-hmm.
one. So yeah.
Here's a good one. So at the beginning of the game, which I thought was really strange, but you have to like name your, like the love of your life or something. I forgot how it says it exactly. But like, you pick that name and it ends up being like the name of your ship that you sail to these, you know, to these islands, you know, for these puzzles. Was there any reason behind the name that you chose, if you care to share?
It's the name of your most beloved one.
Yes, that's it.
I chose the love interest of my current D&D character.
Oh, cool.
Because I couldn't think of anything else, and I'm not going to go and like, hey,
right.
guess what my ship is, because this right. is who I like.
Right. Right. Yeah, I named mine Damien after my long-lost love from Dreamfall, The Longest Journey, who died bravely. That's the name I chose. I sat there and I was like, I don't know what to name this because there's nothing, other than naming it like after a relative, which I'm guessing, or a friend, which I'm guessing would turn really, really weird. I guess I'll just make up a name. So, you know, Damien it is.
Then you just have people putting in food like pizza.
I should have put in pizza. I should
have. Yeah.
Your most beloved one is.
I went real life, and that was a bad choice.
Oh, Frank. Yeah, I think like Austin, who's not in this chat, but he was in the discussion on the Discord here. He said that he used like, I kind of figured it would turn strange.
Yeah. In retrospect, I should have went with the gym thing.
Up the person's name ever again.
Sign. Yeah. It was just on your. It was on your ship.
Just on the boat. Yeah.
Yeah.
And still, that was enough. Every time you got in the boat, it's like, don't remind me, kind of thing.
Ooh, that person.
Yeah, it didn't work, but you know, it was, you know, not so much the one that got away, but the one you've sort of like shoved away. But anyway,
wished away.
Yeah, wished away exactly. And it's so, like, why? Why did I do this?
So weird questions aside, like you know, that they could have done, but. Been done better, executed better. What do you guys think about that mechanic of like asking you to play this character in a game, but yet answer the questions according to your own experiences?
I think that's a pretty interesting way to do something, kind of be introspective on your
mm-hmm.
own kind of self. Like we didn't so much really have the questions, like question and answer and stuff of this when we played Trackless, which is another like,
mm-hmm.
Another like self.
Yeah.
Like you're the player character.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's an interesting way of doing stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't think they executed it well, but
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Good.
No, I agree. Like, when it first started, I thought it was interesting before it got too much into the questions, but.
And
it was like
the ghost rock things that were really philosophical that took like
minutes
for you to actually understand each thing. And by that time, it already moved on to the next line. I'm like, I don't know what the heck this was even about.
The Easter Island statues. What were you saying, Frank?
It's, you might call me crazy, and other professionals have. But when I got, like, in the beginning of the game, and then it started saying, well, oh, yeah, log in with Twitter. And it's like, wait a minute, you're asking me these questions, and you're asking me to log in with Twitter? And I'm like, wait a minute.
That's funny. I didn't even think about that.
I don't know. I got a little paranoid, but unjustly probably. But I'm like, do I really want to?
Frank's well-known, Game Chat well-known, Big Brother complex kicked in
pretty quickly. Nope. I noped out of that. Yep. No friggin' way.
Oh, you can actually get all the Polaroids and stuff on your computer anyway.
So you don't. I mean, I think I lost what I was going to say. Oh, yeah. I think that, like, with other games, like, I find myself answering, you know, or kind of acting the way that I would act, you know, like in role-playing games or something where, like, say, Dragon Age or something where you're, like, choosing answers for things. But, you know, I thought it was interesting that this game kind of gave you permission to do that. And it was like, hey, this is what we want you to do. So... so we'll go ahead and go. So did anyone like get an ending to where like, you were with someone?
I chose the bench ending. I went back and then went and did the sail away ending, right afterwards. And my music wasn't working because the game was, I guess, being glitchy or whatever. But yeah, I did the sitting on the bench one.
So yeah,
which really threw me off.
I love the one when you're sitting on the bench and you're both sitting there, and then it gives you the option of, do you think that this could happen? And it's like yes or no.
Oh,
and it's like it to me it feels like such a douchebag answer to choose no after all. That's
gone through. Could we ever share this, what we found in these islands?
It's like, no, this is my bench. Get off.
Right.
What I find really, really weird is it's found in these islands. I'm like, what? In them? On them?
Yeah.
It should have like had some subtitles with each answer.
And what also threw me off is right after you did that, then it went over to like the house, and then you were the opposite gender person.
Yep.
And then you went and like went on the sailing ship, and I'm like, what the heck is this all about?
Madeline mentioned that. See, I didn't get any of that.
What?
I ended up alone. I was alone, which is how I played the game.
Anybody on the
bench? That's how I played the game. Was I played it as like, no, love, you know, like I don't need a significant other. Like this is fine. And so like that's why my character, my quote unquote ghost person other, kept getting sadder and sadder because I was like. You don't need like this.
I don't need you.
Family and friends are fine. Like this is good. And so in the end, like, you know, I think there was that whole there was this whole thing where like we were separate. Like I could see her. Well, it was a girl because I said I didn't care who it chose. So it was a girl. So I waved at her across like this court. And so we were both like walking in the same direction. At the same time, we both got into our boats. It asked me like the question at the end, and I don't know if it asked, but the question at the end for me was like, so do you want to just sail away from all of this? And at first I said no, because I was like, I don't know. Asking me to like sail away with this person, with this significant other, and like leave everything behind. you know, I was a little confused because I think he had asked me the question, like asked the question before of like, would you leave ever, like, would you leave everything and go like to another country? If true love was possible. And I said, oh, sure, whatever. And so I was wondering if it was asking me like, okay, are you going to do this? Are you going to go and leave everything? But it wouldn't let me progress in the game until I said yes. And so I said, yeah. And so I answered yes, finally. And we both kind of sailed off side by side, but there was a wall between us. And then all of a sudden, like, we, like, the two ships parted and, like, went different ways. So I went a different way from my significant other.
You didn't have the bench at all option?
Nope. There was no, like, bench. No questions.
Oh, so there was no bench or like, box to go up to the bench thing?
Nope.
Wow. That's...
Nope. But I was fine. That's how I had played it. So I was like, okay, well, this is... Because I would have rather it ended it that way because... I mean, I would rather have ended it the way that it did for me because throughout the game, I felt, because I was playing it that way, I was playing it like, okay, well, you have people that would rather just, you know, like, they don't, like, you know, they want to be, you know, they, either because of circumstances, like, they don't believe it's possible, or, you know, they choose to kind of, you know, like, okay, my friends and family are enough. And I felt like I was being kind of belittled for that or kind of antagonized against, but it seems like that was everyone's experience anyways, no matter what you chose. So I was kind of surprised at the end when it was like, okay, you can go your own way. You're fine. Because I thought for sure it was going to like force me to be with, you know, to like, to go with this significant other I had said that I didn't need or... loner ending. Hashtag loner ending.
I think what you said ended up changing what some of the letters were that you got. And I remember one of the ones was like, could you be with someone even if you didn't love them? It's mm-hmm. And like, it was like, if we connect on a physical level, if I find them physically attractive, yes or no. And mm-hmm. then, like, I ended up pulling up one of the letters, and one of the letters is like, I pray we can at least connect physically, then start building more important things. It's like, what? Like, yeah. I didn't say this at all.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, oh, yeah, for yeah. sure. So were you guys happy? So your endings, everyone else's ending. Well, Franco, you said you didn't finish the game.
Yeah, I gave. I was like, after playing, I forget how many hours, and it's like, I'm not going to start from scratch. And I did try to start from scratch. So I get apparently I have to reinstall if I wanted to play this game again because it's hosed. I don't know. It just won't
That's crazy.
Do certain things. So it's like, yeah. I don't know. Something happened.
Yeah. So, well, the game was pretty finicky, and even looks at the graphics and stuff. Like, I have a pretty decent computer. It still kind of lagged a little bit with some of the graphics.
There were times when I would pet one of the animals, and he's doing the petting action and sliding away from the animals.
Oh, yes. I got that, too. that was I found that hilarious. I was, like, all the way across the...
I think one of the times I almost fell into the water because of it. It was just
that it just seemed like we don't understand. Like, I mean, to me at least, like what the developers were trying to get at with this game, like what they were trying to accomplish with people playing it. Like, if they were expecting them to like leave the game changed, if they were expecting them to get like some kind of new insight out of life because of it. Because it feels, I mean, because we've played games before in this group that kind of make you think, you know, think about important things in life and think about your life and think about like how you treat relationships, but it does it in a way that it kind of incorporates it into a story that also engages you. And, you know, and just kind of helps that narrative and not make it feel like a therapy session that is kind of frustrating and, you know, that the therapist doesn't quite understand you and isn't really listening to you, only trying to get a certain response from you.
Exactly.
Which is how I felt.
These Squidward statues are bad therapists. I'm Squidward's house. I'm going to give you therapy.
I mean, to be fair, if, you know, any place that Squidward lives, I would say would be a bad therapist. I wouldn't want Squidward as my therapist.
Squidward.
You think about this game and it's like, can you imagine, I don't know, not many people playing this game and feeling better about their relationships at the end of this game.
I kind of agree. And like, you know, yeah, I just, and then again, like, as I was saying after that was that I wanted to do, because the environments were really pretty. Like, as I said, like, I took photos of everything in-game because you had a little camera. And the environments, you know, they were very colorful, you know, and, like, they weren't, like, graphically amazing because it's all kind of, you know, for those listening, it's all very kind of cartoony and angular.
It felt like Wind Waker inspired.
Yeah, it was, I mean, but it was very colorful. I liked the different color schemes in different areas. I liked how they incorporated different, like, flowers in different areas and trees in different areas. So there was variety in these. There was surprising variety in these little puzzle areas because you went from one, you know, from one island to the next as you went through the puzzles. And I just wanted to do more with it. And I wanted what I did with it to be incorporated with the gameplay, you know, and not just thrown in there just, you know, oh, you can feed the elephant and, you know,
you can water the plants.
Sure. Let's do that. Let's do it.
Or you can walk through the trees because the clipping was really weird in this game.
That too.
Like, oh, I actually got almost stuck a few times and I panicked. I'm like, oh crud, I'm stuck on this fence thing.
And I can't tell you how many times I tried to I tried to do something with the turtles in the water.
The turtles, it looked like that they should have done something, but they didn't. And then they also had those fish in the water. I'm like, why don't I have a fishing rod? I feel like I should have a fishing rod or something to do something with these fish. But no, they're just there for aesthetic.
I thought for sure that I would get a fishing rod eventually. Could do some fishing. And
I think you're supposed to take a picture of the fish jumping, but...
That was one of the later points for one of them.
And that was the fish jumping over the bridge. Like, in some places, you would go across the bridges to the next area, and a fish would jump over. That was the fish they needed a picture of.
Yeah, the only way to get a proper picture of those fish was at one point you could ring a bell, and then you would get three different versions of that fish. Or you could just take a picture of where the fish jumped and not actually see it jumping because you couldn't actually get a picture of it jumping over.
I think that's what I did because I got the achievement and he was like, oh, you got a picture of the fish. Thank you. And I was like, I didn't. But
okay, I didn't actually get the picture of the fish. It's just where the fish is.
But I'm not going to argue with you.
You're just a stupid turnip.
So... we'll go ahead and wrap up with our final thoughts and our scores on Solo. Starting at the top with you, Frank.
I don't know if I can justifiably score it, but I'm not sure what this game was trying to do. It's an interesting game. I think the only thing I can think of is why their puzzles are thrown in is they're really trying to left brain, right brain you. So they're trying to, you know, while they're asking you deep thought questions to occupy one side of your brain, they're doing puzzles sort of to distract you, sort of to, like, you know, I don't know. I think they were, pardon the pun, they were playing games with you. I think I'll abstain from giving it a proper score.
Okay. Comments noted, though. Kevin?
Yes.
This game really wanted to merge the puzzle aspect of Legend of Zelda, more probably specific, Wind Waker, with like a journey of self-introspection, and it really failed in that. It had some cute animals. But that can't really make up for how frustrating it was to do some of it. So I'd have to give it 6.
Okay. Chris?
Let's see. So, yeah, it's... I don't know what this game was trying to do or be. And like I said before, I wish that there was some consultation with like an actual relationship coach or whatnot to have. I don't know. I feel like it would have brought a little bit more meaning to the questions and everything. And I also think that if you wanted to do this, put this in a game, your choices should have had more weight. Because it really was, here's a puzzle game with a questionnaire about love and relationships. And like the two did not correlate or really tie in together with anything, which made the whole questions meaningless at that point. Because you're trying to, one, you're trying to contemplate on the question that you just answered. But then you are what's the word I'm looking for here? You're basically, like you're chastised for your answer, no matter what you answer with. And then it's like here's this puzzle for you to solve for no adequately explained reason. You know, I don't know. It was just, it felt like it needed more time. And I think this game might have been Kickstarted or something.
Yes, it was. So it raised over $60,000.
Wow.
It was on Fig. I think I remember seeing it on Fig, and I thought it looked interesting. I didn't really read much into it, but I thought it looked interesting.
I'm posting the thing too, because the Fig thing's still up.
So, so here's the thing. The other thing is this game really did feel like a crowdfunded game where the team had a specific budget, and they probably couldn't do everything that they wanted to do because they had to stay within that budget, which, yes, they released a product and everything, but I feel like that really hurt the message that they were trying to get out with this game. I think maybe with potentially more money, maybe some more development time, they would have been able to refine it better. I mean, overall, like the game mechanics and everything were pretty well polished, but it's just the underlying core concept of it, you know, needs work. There was sort of like a dog, I guess, in this.
Yes, the wiener,
whatever the app, dog, whatever banana things were.
I swear it was a bee.
Like it ate bananas and purred like a cat, you know.
Right.
But it looked like a dog.
And and it also pooped rainbow.
Yes.
Poop. Yeah. Yeah, whatever that was. Yeah.
But overall, I think there's just a lot of problems with the game, and it doesn't really quite know what it wants to be.
Yeah.
I did get some enjoyment out of it, but more frustration over anything else. So I'd have to give it a 5.
Okay. Yeah, I echo a lot of what you guys have already said. And all of the frustration, like my frustration, like, I mean, the puzzles were hard, but that's not that's not, you know, anything new for me. Like, you know, there are just certain puzzles that I get centrally easy on, and I have no problems with looking up. You know, I looked up, like, I had a go-to YouTube video because there weren't that many walkthroughs for this game. So I had a go-to YouTube video that I kept, that I pulled up maybe like three times, to find out like how to do, especially towards the end when I was just kind of like, okay, I've been 5 hours into this game. I'm ready for it to kind of start wrapping up soon. And to me, like, that was another thing that I didn't mention was it felt like, I think if it had been a shorter game, I probably would have liked it better. Cause like, to me, like, especially starting out, like, it felt like, okay, this will be like, you know, like maybe like a 3 hour game. But it ends up with all the puzzles and everything being like more five and a half, you know, depending on how long it takes you for these things. I think if it was a shorter game, it may have worked better for me personally. I may have forgiven a few things better. But as it stands, it wasn't the puzzles that really, it just felt like that they just didn't know what they were talking about as far as the love goes, as far as the relationship questions go. And again, like with the whole kind of like sharp kind of judgmental, like responses to your answers, like I didn't care for, you know, if you're going to ask a player to be truthful with their life, at the beginning of a game, you should treat that truthfulness with respect and, you know, respect them giving truthful answers and not try to demean their answers after they answer that way, I guess. Yeah, so it was the whole like question thing there. I mean, if it was just a puzzle game, I might have liked it more, but the whole like relationship question thing, like that's what kind of like, as the game progressed, I was like, I like being like talked down on for choosing that. You know, I don't think, you know, I would choose friends and family over a significant other. Like, I feel like that's an okay response for some people. But it made answers like that made me feel worse for answering that way. oh God. Anyways. Yeah, so given all of that, but the environments were really fun. They were really colorful. They were really cute. I loved, like, the selfie feature. I wish that they would have utilized some of that stuff more, but as I've already said all that. So my final score, oh, man, would probably be, I would say a 6 as well. That seems about fair. And just to, since she did take the time to write it out, just to read a couple of things that Madeline said regarding the game. She didn't give it a score. I forgot to ask her for one, but she was like, you know, she said, I feel like this game had somewhat immature ideas about love. It seemed to take the approach that there was a max amount of love you could give and that you would reach that max as soon as you fell in love. In my experience, that hasn't been the case. For me, romantic love has never maxed out. The more time I spend with her significant other, the deeper I get to know him, the more our love grows. That sounds silly or cliche, but that's how it's been. And then, you know, she appreciated the design perspective. The point the game seems to be driving at, especially given the ending where you can share your experience, because she got the shared ending and not the solo ending like I did, share your experience with your other and then become their character in the end, which is kind of what happens, is that no matter how deeply you know and love a person, you are still limited to your own perspective. You will only ever see out of your eyeballs and walk on your own feet. Love is the closest you can get to bring another person to being another person entirely. So she had a little bit more graceful perspective about the ending. Anyway, so again, thank you guys. I'll get these scores compiled and posted on Discord, Facebook, etc. You can find us at thegamechat.net. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at thegamechat. We're also on Facebook and Discord. You can find our podcast recordings on Google Play, Stitcher, and iTunes. And also for those listening, we have a, did you post the thing in Facebook, Chris, about the games end of the year?
Oh, I don't think I posted it in Facebook, but I might.
Okay. All right. But yeah, so if you're in the Discord group, we have a thing going where we're getting people's perspectives on the top five games that they have played with us with Game Chat, and getting your votes in on that. Yeah, so next week we will be discussing our November month chat game, 2064 Read Only Memories, which is kind of a text-based RPG of sorts. So I've played a couple chapters of it. Seems good. Very, very, very text heavy. But the story is interesting. And if you guys didn't notice, the voice of the robot is Clementine's.
I was going to say that.
Yes.
Yes.
I heard the voice and I was like, who? And so I had to look it up on IMDb and it all clicked.
The exact same thing happened with me. I'm like, I know this voice.
Yeah. So we'll discuss that. And then the week after that, we start our 3-week series on Forgotten Anne, which I think was on a couple of consoles as well as Steam. But anyways, thank you guys again for listening and for chatting with me. And I will chat with you next Tuesday. Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.